Let's visit with a special guest again here in the studio, Jerry Maynard from the Choctaw Raptor Center. Good to have you back on the show, Jerry.
Thank you, Adam. Good to be back.
So let's talk a little bit about a couple of different things that you have insight into. The first two things I want to discuss have to do with the Choctaw Raptor Center. One is you're actually going to be at the Kids Fishing Day this Saturday at Lake Inland with the South Shore Fishing Association.
We are. They've invited us back. We've been there the last 2 years. It's a great day introducing kids to fishing. And then they feed them lunch. And while they're having lunch, we're going to have our birds there and tell them about raptors.
And it's absolutely free. It's 11 to approximately 2-ish. Lake Inland on M28 just east of Marquette. Check it out. And it's going to be really cool. Plus, the kids can catch fish, of course.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Let's talk a little bit about your open house that's coming up. First of all, when is this open house?
It's Sunday, June 25th, coming up just over a week, starting at 3 and running till about 6 at the Raptor Center out in Harvey.
Usually you do a couple of open houses a year, is that right?
Yeah, we're closed during the summer to anything because the cages that the birds live in are all closed up for the winter. But during the summer, they're open. Our ambassador birds live in large outdoor cages. And we get a lot of requests to come out and see the birds and see the Raptor Center. We're not open to the public on a routine basis. But a couple of times a summer, we do have open houses where the public's invited in. They can see the Raptor Center, see how the birds live. And then we'll get up close and personal with the birds. We'll have them on the glove, telling their stories and telling people about the valuable role that raptors play in the environment.
And in my opinion, the valuable role that the Raptor Center plays in rehabilitating birds, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just released a barred owl earlier this week, last Tuesday. It had a broken wing, came in to us from a Stevenson, and it took about 7 weeks for the wing to repair, but it did heal itself, and the bird was flying beautifully. So my wife and I drove it back down to Stevenson and released it where it was found by the DNR.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great thrill.
So obviously you're dependent on a lot of donations, and that, I mean, I'm sure that helps with the functioning financial part of the Raptor Center. Can folks find out more, not only about the open house, but also about how to make a donation?
Yeah, they can call us. We are 501c3, so any donations are tax deductible. And the birds live off of donations. We don't have any funding source from agencies or from government. It's all donations. And it costs several thousand dollars to maintain a bird for 1 year, plus maintenance of the Raptor Center itself, the cages and everything.
And utilities and all that
stuff.
Utility,
exactly. So, yeah, it is a valuable source. So this is a fundraiser as well as an open house. We do ask people for donations, but it is a good time. And whatever people can see in their heart to give is welcome. The open house I'll mention is June 25th, the Sunday, starting at 3 o'clock. And for the first hour or so, we'll have some light refreshments. We'll have some of our volunteers, as well as Bob and I, on hand to tell the story of the Raptor Center and visit with people. And then about 4, we'll get the birds out on the glove and do a little more formal program so you can really see the birds up close.
Well, Jerry, we appreciate you doing the open house for the Raptor Center and sharing that with us. And if you could hang around with us, I'd like to get your insight on some other things, like the Yellow Dog Community Forest and where that project stands at this point.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
We'll continue with Jerry Maynard from the Choctaw Raptor Center later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.